You realize how important you are to God? Do you ever think about how much God loves you? How much He cares what happens to you? God loves you with an everlasting love. He proved it through the blood of His own Son. When I think of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and He suffered what He had to suffer on the cross that we might have eternal life. You have no comprehension. There's a lot of, examples of the passion of Christ. But unless you're there fighting every demon in hell when He was in the garden, fighting and then struggling to make it through to the cross, how much God loved you. Was driving down the road one day, and I was thinking about all of this, and God, where it said that Jesus cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? See, Jesus had to do this alone. This sacrifice had to be alone. When He cried that out, and the Lord just let me know, God loved His Son. Let me tell you something. God loved His Son. I want to show you the magnitude of God's love for you. And hope that before this service is over, you'll realize the commitment God made to you. And when he cried that out, then the Father showed me. He had a choice. Even God had a choice. Jesus had a choice. He could have called down 10,000 angels, more angels, whatever. And God had a choice. He could have said, never mind those wicked people putting my Son through this. He could have called it to a halt easily. But God's love, God said, it was my Son or you. It was my Son or you. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I have news for you. God loves you with an everlasting love. And He loved you. He loved you. And He chose you above His Son at the most crucial part of His Son's life. So I'm going to lead into this. John 15 and 16 says, it says, Jesus speaking, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go forth and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, He will give it to me. And I'm going to zero in on the part, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. And let's go back and look at some of the people chosen by God. And we'll start with Enoch, okay? Because we can't cover them all. But let me tell you something. God didn't just go down there and I'll get this person. I'll get your handpicked tonight. You're handpicked. When God went with Enoch and God saw somebody that loved Him. Enoch talked to Him all the time. And God chose Enoch. He didn't look him over and say, well, I can't take this one. He wears glasses. I can't pick this one because he wears that red shirt. You're handpicked tonight. Did you know that? God picked you. I don't know that much about picking apples. I just know if you put one rotten apple in with another, it'll kill them all. But I don't really know that much about, all this thing about picking things and how to pick them. I heard someone talking about there's two ways to pick cotton. I can't even give you that as an illustration because I didn't understand it. But I understand this. They had to be careful how they picked it. Well, God was very, very, very particular about picking you. You are handpicked. You know how I know you're handpicked? He sent His Son. You take a look at Enoch. Enoch, God saw Enoch, and Enoch spent so much time with God. Did you know that? He with him and talk to him. You read in the book of Jude, I believe it is, where Enoch prophesied. Oh, he knew what was going on in these days. He prophesied it. And one day they were walking together, and him and Enoch were walking together, and God loved Enoch so much. And you've probably heard this, but I never get tired of hearing it or telling it. But they walked for so long together that, and visiting together. You know how God wants to visit with you? You know how God wants to speak to your heart? You know how he wants to fellowship with you? Oh, he wants to have a personal relationship with you. And so here's Enoch. And by that time, they'd walked so far. And the father said, you're closer to my house. Come and go home with me. Let me tell you something. God knew what he was doing when he picked Enoch. God knows what he's doing when he picked you. You look at Abraham. Abraham was, they were idol worshipers. Is that right? Idol worshipers. God looked at Abraham and he said, he's the man. He's the man. He did not look at what he saw. He looked at what he knew could be if he came in contact with God. And one day God called Abraham out. And Abraham came out. But he handpicked him. He picked him with love. And God loves you and he wants to pick you out. You're handpicked. When God picked me, I honestly believe he wanted me. Do you believe that God wanted you? Do you believe that God cared what happened to you? Yes. And what happened to Abraham? God could trust Abraham. God could trust him. In fact, the scripture said that God knew that Abraham would teach his family, his sons, how to serve God. And God knows if he picks you out, he'll lift you up and he'll take you all the way to glory. Now, maybe all of you are saved here tonight. Maybe you all know Jesus Christ as your Savior. And if you do, then you know you're handpicked and you need to be you need to just draw closer to the Lord. God wants to have fellowship with his people. He don't want just on Sunday morning or Sunday night. You know, he wants us, you know, it's a matter of love. It's a matter of love. How much do you love your Heavenly Father? How much do you love Jesus Christ? You know, God loves to fellowship with you. He loves to be close to you. And you can know his presence when he's there. Isn't that right? How many's ever felt the presence of God? How many has felt his touch? Hallelujah. I remember at work one day and I don't know why I was having a struggle. And I really felt down. Have you ever really felt down? We wouldn't know what it was to feel up if we didn't feel down, right? You know, so I felt down. And I was doing my work and I was alone in my office. And I was feeling really bad, and all of a sudden this song came to me that one of the ladies in our church would sing. Somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. I can't tell you all the words, but the Lord spoke to my heart clear as a bell when that flew. Somebody's praying for you now. Don't you think for one minute when you're walking through the valley, God picked you and he protects you. And if you can't at that moment get a hold of God for yourself, if you want to put it that way, you know, I don't think there's ever an opportunity that we can't cry out to God and God pull. And God pulled through for me with that testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I made it through that day. Well, God knew what he was doing with Abraham. And Abraham became the father of nations. And it was through Abraham that the children, we go to Joseph. He was handpicked. You know, Joseph, he, you know, when he was young, and Brother Bruce can set me straight if I'm wrong. But when Joseph was young, he had those dreams and he got under his brother's skin. you know, because it implied they were going to bow before him. Some things God tells you is better to keep between you and God until it materializes. Is that right? Yes. And so, but God knew when he chose Joseph. And I can't take all the time in the world to tell you, but he handpicked him because he knew that that man would stay faithful to him. And that man went from being his father's favorite son, which of course caused many problems and I'm sure did not please God, but he went from being his father's favorite son into slavery. You know the whole story and how many years he spent there. But when the time come to exalt Joseph, you know, God says if we humble ourselves, he will exalt us. When God brought the plate, when the time came for Joseph, he proved himself every step of the way. God knew what he was doing when he picked that man because he was faithful to God regardless of what he had to deal with. He never lost his love for God, and he never pointed a finger at God. He never blamed God. He just did what he had to do, and God exalted him. You know, God knows how to pick you out of a crowd. He loves you. Someone may look at you and say, well, God can't use you. Don't you believe him for 1 minute. Don't you believe him for 1 minute. And then when we look at Paul the apostle. Now, Paul wasn't always Paul. He was Saul, but he was handpicked. Why would God pick a murderer and a blasphemer? You say, well, God will never want me. How could you say that? If you desire God, he's already desired you for a long time. He wanted you the minute you, before you were born. In your mother's womb, the Lord had a plan for you. Did you know that? He really had a plan for you. And here was Paul, Saul at the time, going after more Christians, getting permission and rights to destroy more Christians. And God simply put a light down from heaven, put his hand on Paul. I'm going to tell you tonight, if any of you are here and you're not saved and you know that God is dealing with your heart, it's because God's got his hand on you. But let me tell you, he's got his hand on you for you to get right because he feels like you're the one that could do the job that he has planned for you. If you come in and accept him as your Savior and prove yourself to God how much you love him. Hallelujah. So here's Paul, and he goes blind on the road to Damascus, and in his blindness, you know, and then the Lord spoke to him, and he said, who are you? And he said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest. I wonder what flipped through his mind. I have no idea, but I wonder if there was a flashback of Stephen, however you want to call his name. I wonder if there wasn't that flashback, because you look at the man, Stephen. Let me tell you something. That man, it said they gnashed on him with their teeth. They gritted their teeth at him, and they stoned him. God knew what he was doing with Stephen, and God knew that Stephen would be there when Paul was there or Saul, and his clothes fell at his feet. Let me tell you something. God knows all about you. He knows you from the beginning to the end, and he knows that if you'll surrender your heart and life to Jesus Christ, that he can bless you, keep you, strengthen you, and use you. Hallelujah. When Ananias had to go pray for Saul, he was afraid of him. I don't blame him. He was afraid, but he was another man that God could trust. In spite of his fear, God said, you go pray for him because I've picked him. I've chosen him. You know, I saw Brother Bruce, and some of you heard it, 2 years old. He didn't feel good one time, and I prayed for him. And I saw the Spirit of God. He felt the Spirit of God at 2 years old. How do you know that? He may not have understood, but you could see it. You know, you could see it. God knows what he's doing. Hallelujah. And so Ananias had to go. He had to go because God told him to. Years ago, we used to have street services. And at one street service, we happened to move up to a street, up to a business that had all of these, you know, Buddha statues and all of that stuff. And, you know, I don't know why we moved there. I wasn't in charge of anything. I just preached periodically and hung and handed out the tracts. Well, the man, when people were giving out tracts, one of them was given to his son, and he slapped it out of his son's hand. And you know, this, I don't even know the nationality, whoever does Buddhas and all that stuff. But anyway, the Lord began to deal with me to go talk to that man. Well, you know, when I was young, I didn't have a lick of sense. If God told me, I went. You're better off sometimes than when you think you've gotten bright and intelligent, and now you know what's good and what isn't. You know? And the Lord spoke to my heart to go talk to him. And so I went into his store one day, and I told him that the Lord had sent me to talk to him, and that he reminded me of a lot about my father, because my father was not a Christian, and he was very anti-Christian. And he got so angry at me, he said, "You get out of here or I'll call the cops on you." I did what I had to do. And I would have liked to have seen a different response. But there wasn't any more I could do. And one of the things he said that stood out, and it's not for me, when I say this, I'm not talking about, I don't think I've ever looked like an angel. You know, I just don't think I've ever looked like an angel or acted like an angel. But he said, "You just think you're so, I don't know the terms, you know, acting like an angel." That, to that effect, you know, this was way back in the 60s, so you can't have me get verbatim here. But that's what he said. And I thought later, if he thought that God sent an angel, you know, that's all right. But God sent me to speak to his heart. And I was young enough, I mean, I was willing enough to do that. Would I do that now? If the Lord gave me an ultimatum, yes. God's good, isn't he? But how do we get there? Oh, it was with Paul and with Saul. Ananias went to Saul, and he prayed for his healing of his blindness. He was immediately filled with the Holy Ghost. God knows who he's picking. There's too many people that think God would never want them. I don't know if there's anyone here don't think that they'd ever be worthy for God to be accepted by God. But you can be accepted by God. You look at Peter. Of all the people in the world, he picked the hottest head of all 12 of those disciples. Was that right? He was a hothead. He was impulsive. He had to be a big guy. I'll tell you that. He had to be a big guy. But God looked at that fisherman, and he says he's got what it takes. Of course, I don't know anyone that God would choose that he wouldn't know, that he doesn't know already that he got what it takes. And he picked Peter out of this, with other fishermen, but he picked this headstrong man who was always, you know, always ready to do something. You know, and God changed him into a man. You know, when he finally lost his, when Peter went and denied the Lord is when he became a man. Does that make sense? You have to come down before you can come up. You got to come down before you can come up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Peter came up, and he was a wonderful minister of God. I don't know about you, but I know that God loves you and that he wants you. You have not chosen him, but he's chosen you. And what manner of love hath the Father bestowed upon us that we should become the sons of God? Is that right? And God commended his love toward us, that while we were what? Yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for you. He can take you all the way to glory. If he could keep me saved for 45 years, I'll tell you one thing for sure, he could keep anybody saved. You know, you don't have to worry about not being kept by the power of God. That's the thing I thank God for all the time in my prayers, is I thank you, God, for the power of you. It's the power of God unto salvation. And he keeps us by his power. He makes it possible that we can overcome every obstacle that comes our way. Every obstacle that comes our way. And there's a lot of obstacles that can come your way, but we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. God's picked you. Hallelujah. And if you haven't accepted that opportunity to pick, you know, that God has picked you, you need to turn to him tonight. And if you feel like you aren't doing what God, if you feel like you're not what God wants, don't let the devil lie to you. If you feel like you're not good enough for God, or that you can't be what God wants you to be, or that you can't accomplish what God wants you to accomplish, he never gives you more than you can handle. Did you know that? He never gives you more than you can handle. He'll lead you all the way. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' precious name, Father, everyone in this congregation tonight, you know them, Lord, and you know their needs, and you love them. That's why you gave your son for you, God. Your word tells us that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten son, and you love them tonight, God. And I pray that you move in each one's heart here, God, that they would have the desire to do what they got to do, God, to have the victory in their life. In Jesus' name, could you keep your heads bowed for just a moment? I haven't been shouting, but I know that God wants you to know that he's picked you out, that he doesn't look down on you, and that he wants to save those that aren't right with God. I don't know you people here, but if there's anyone here that doesn't know Jesus as your Savior, would you raise your hand? Anywhere? Anyone who doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ? Are there those here that don't feel like they're where they should be with the Lord? Is there anyone? I see that hand, sweetheart. I see that hand. I see that hand. And I see that hand. You know, I may see those hands, but God sees your heart and the honesty of your heart. And we're going to have prayer in just a moment. But are there those here tonight that you say, you know, I just don't know. I just feel like I'm not good enough for God to use me for anything. Can I see your hand? Can I see your hand? I see that little one's hand. I see that other hand. You know, some people really don't think that God could use them, but God could use them. Hallelujah. Father God, you see the hands that were raised here tonight. I pray that you move, Father God, for those that raise their hands, God, that you would meet the need, Father, and that they would come forward, God, that they would come forward, and that all the congregation would come forward to this altar tonight, God, or by their seat, that you may minister to their hearts, Father, and I ask it in the holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.